Again, I heard some more chimes coming in, so we would love you to give your name and where you're calling from.
Charlie Lewis, Cedar Hill, Texas.
All right, Miss Charlie from Cedar Hill, Texas. All right. Hearing some more
Kathy
chimes.
Washington. Atlanta.
God bless you. Prophetess Kathy, another intercessor from Atlanta. I heard it's hot in Atlanta. It's hot in Chicago, too. Praise God. I heard some more chimes. Okay, there go Miss Sunshine. Gail, God bless you from Houston, Texas. Heard some more chimes coming in. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, Brother Bruce from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was a blessing to meet you on this weekend. Thank you for joining us. Again, we are the Master's Morning Call, and we're thankful on today that you are joining us, another day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. God is going to give us our daily word, a rhema word, and we're just expecting and high expectations from God. So I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Vanessa, and we thank God for her and all that she's doing for the Master Morning Call, her and Dr. PK. Dr. Vanessa, it's over to you. God bless you.
God bless you too, Minister Amber. I tell you, your sunshine, that smile coming all through the lines this morning. We praise God for you hosting the call, spiritually getting everybody seated this morning. I am Dr. Vanessa, and I am so grateful that each and every one of you have joined us on the Master's Call this tremendous, I love how she said, terrific Tuesday morning. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, we are just honored that God started us on this journey about October of last year, and we have endeavored to be faithful, firm, and consistent to each and every morning, bring you rhema word, life-changing word, encouraging word to let you begin your day. And we're so grateful that Dr. Joycelyn Henderson has joined us on the journey, and Dr. P.K. Roberts' sabbatical, and has just been an utmost blessing to us. And when we began this journey of the Master's Call, TMC, the Lord gave us a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, and each and every day, just being in His presence. Oh, you can feel the Spirit of the Lord on this line. And enrich, we are being saturated with the Word, letting Him marinate in our hearts each and every day as you go through thinking of what was spoken into your spirit. And enhance means to add. We want to be always a part of the positive of increasing, stretching you, helping you believe and see all that God has for you. And just the very fact that the word has gone forth, we know you're empowered to do and establish great things in your circles of influence. And the scripture that the Lord gave us as our foundation for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so each and every morning we know with the PAGA prayers, the prayers that hit the mark, that God is hearing and answering prayer. So TMC family, we're just excited about each and every one of you today, and we want to go on and get the call started with a word of prayer. And I have down here Miss Tiffany, who has just been such a blessing to the call, is going to come now and open us up in the word of prayer. Is it Tiffany today? Are you are scheduled? Or
Dr. Vanessa, it's Robin. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear. An honor to have you. Will you please lead us in prayer this morning?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord. And we thank you for this day, Lord God, for it is a day that you've made. And we are truly rejoicing, and we are glad to be in this day. Father, we thank you for your mercies that are new each and every single morning. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is on the call this day, Father God, because we're ready to hear the word of God that is coming from the man of God. We know, Lord God, that you put a word in him that is going to be life-changing to each and every one of us, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, Lord, and Dr. Jocelyn for standing in the gap for Dr. PK. Lord God, because of their faithfulness and obedience to you, you've given them this awesome vision, and we thank you for the Master's Morning Call. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Father God, and in their family lives. We thank you for the connection that many of us have because of Artists International. Lord God, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Lord God, that they are blessed and highly favored. We thank you, Lord God, because they put you first, Father, and according to your word, seeking you, your kingdom, your way of doing things, all of these other things are being added to them and also to those who have the same vision. Father God, I thank you that as the man of God come forward, Father God, that word is going to ignite us, Lord God. It is going to strengthen us, Heavenly Father. It is going to encourage us, Father. It will change us. It will correct us. It will do whatever it needs to do to make us more like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, our ears are open and ready to receive the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, Minister Robin. Well, we know we're going to soar high because you have truly cleared the airway strategically so that the word of God can freely go forth. We want to remind each and every one of you on the call today that we do have a website that we encourage you to go to where you can take a stroll down a buffet list of awesome messages that have been archived since our beginning back October 25th of last year. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And avail yourself to the messages, pass that link on, be the evangelist and share some good news that there's a place where you can always go and get your spirit fed, fed full and be satisfied. We also have an email where we encourage you because we're very clear when Dr. PK and I began this that there had to be a place where people had a heart to pray, to cover, to speak the word, to bathe the prayer request in prayer, knowing that our God hears and answers prayer. And so we want you to always feel free to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com your prayer request, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And feel free to send us praise reports so we can hear. And I tell you, we've been getting some awesome praise reports of how God is showing up and showing out because when the saints come together and focus corporate prayer, all the heavens can be shifted and the breakthrough will come. So we encourage you to send us your prayer request. The thread that God has used, and we're just honored and humbled by the company of Artists International bringing our hearts and minds together. And as we always lift up the owners of our company, it's a family-owned Christian company, the Diaz de Leon family. And we encourage those of you on the line who are part of Artists International to please avail yourself to your back office and read that four-letter word I love to remind us of all the exciting things that are happening. I tell you, the overview of the conferences that were held from coast to coast that I'm just hearing so many powerful things about. Want to read and be up to date. And for those of you who are not a part of Artists International, please get back with the person who invited you to this call because there's a reason we're so excited about Artists International. Well, now we want you to get more excited because you're about to hear the Word of God. And as we always do, because I just love to celebrate couples, and especially this couple, with marriage being under such an attack of the enemy, we always want some good examples, some sound examples, and we are blessed to have part of our Artists International family, the Hendersons, and I always allow Dr. J to come and introduce her man. So Dr. J, if you will please, for many who are on the line who never heard about your other half, will you please introduce him now? The floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa.
Good morning.
I honor the Lord for you this morning, and I bless the Lord for the entire Artist International family, as well as the Master's Morning Call family. Before I introduce my husband this morning, I want to give a loud shout-out to Dr. P.K. Roberts. Happy birthday to you! Anyway, we honor the Lord for Dr. Roberts this morning in her absence, but we understand today is she's celebrating her birthday, and we celebrate with her. I want to go right in to introducing the man of God that is going to bring the Word of God to us this morning. I want you to go on and prepare your hearts, get paper, get pencils, something to write with so that you can hear what the Spirit of the Living God will say to each one of us, because we've already made a demand on the anointing of God. He is my husband, the father of our children. He's a man of honor, one of truth and of godly character. 25 years senior pastor of Berean Family Worship Center, hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, but right now lives and resides in the city of Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town. And it is just my absolute honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to the floor this morning none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III. Pastor, if you're on the call this morning, which I believe I heard your voice earlier, I want to just say to you that the Lord is a sun and a shield for you, and he will give you grace and glory. And there is no good thing that he will withhold from you. Come, and if you would feed us the word of God this morning. God bless you, sir, as you come.
Good morning to all. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Good morning to you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for the introduction. Good morning also to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK in her absence, and also to Sister Amber. It was a blessing to be with you. Praise God. Blessed our hearts tremendously. I want to go right into the word, praise God. I want to talk this morning about a mother's influence, a mother's influence. Just quickly, 1 Samuel 1, verse 11, and also 24 through 28. And it said, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on my affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Verse 24 says, and when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth, and he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worship the Lord there. There was a group of 4 years old in a Sunday school class, and they were gathered on the Sunday morning class in Chattanooga. And their enthusiastic teacher looked at the class and asked this question. Does anyone know what today is? A little four-year-old girl held up her finger and said, yes, today is Palm Sunday. The teacher exclaimed, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. Now, does anyone know what next Sunday is? The same little girl held up her finger and said, yes, next Sunday is Easter Sunday. Once again, the teacher said, that's fantastic. Now, does anyone know what makes next Sunday Easter? The same little girl responded and said, yes, next Sunday is Easter because Jesus rose from the grave. But before the teacher could congratulate her, she continued, but if he sees a shadow, he has to go back in for 7 weeks. Well, she didn't get it all correct, did she? But you could tell, even at 4 years old, she had the word in her. While Timothy was still a young child that needed to have constant attention, he knew God's word. 2 Timothy 3:14 through 15 said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. even as a very small child, Timothy had a level of understanding of God's word. The scripture meant something to him. John the Baptist leaped in the womb of Elizabeth, Luke 1:41. The unborn babe leaped in the mother's womb. When the voice of Mary was heard, it activated the Holy Spirit that moved on the baby and the mother. The unborn child sensed the Holy Spirit even in the womb. In our text today, Hannah vowed a vow in verse 11. He said, if you'll just look upon my affliction and remember me, give me a man child, and I'll give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and Lord, there shall no razor come upon his head. Hannah weaned the child before giving him to the Lord. Now, you have to understand, during the time of Samuel, a child would breastfeed anywhere from 2 years, that would be the minimum, up to 4 years. And if the child was unhealthy, then it would be done until 5 years old. I know that's not coming in our day, and I know it seems different, but you have to understand, breast milk provided certain nutrients for the growth of the child that you couldn't find a lot of things in the area in those regions. And so they would breastfeed this child for a long period of time, make sure the child was healthy and strong. Hannah used this time, though, to make a lifelong bonding with her son, to instill her faith in him. She knew there was coming a time that she would have to release him, that she was going to have to take him to Eli. But in that early age, she wanted to impact him with her faith. And she vowed a vow that she would lend him to the Lord as long as he lived. You know, there's a similar story about Moses and his mother, Jochebed. You remember in Exodus 2 and 1 through 10, that they were killing all the male child. She hid him for 3 months. And then she had to release him. But Pharaoh's daughter found him and then hired Jochebed to nurse Moses. And like Hannah, Jochebed spent this time to make a lifelong bonding with Moses, to instill a faith in him. Jochebed, like Hannah, redeemed the time and taught her son diligently. The training that Moses received from his father and his mother during all those early years, they really paid off. Despite the fact that when Moses was taken to Pharaoh's daughter, he was reared in luxury, exposed to paganism, exposed to sensuality and materialism, but he chose not to depart from his earlier training. Moses chose the people of God over the pleasure of sin, Hebrews 11:24 through 27. Mothers write on the hearts of their children what the world's rough hand cannot erase. The character of our children tomorrow is shaped by what they learn from us today. Why did these mothers begin so early? Because depravity, disorder, and bad habits are formed early. Because children are very susceptible at an early age. Therefore, we must apply the remedy at an early age. If there was more Hannahs, there would be more Samuels. Hannah prayed to give birth to a child that would be given to God. The chain of a mother's prayers can link her child to God. Hannah made the necessary sacrifice to see that her son would serve God. Rearing children biblically takes time. It takes a lot of time. Children's faith, in many instances, is the continuing of their parents' faith. A.C. Parkhurst stated about 1 Samuel 1:28, in an important sense, the boy begins to live when his father begins to live. The child is the parent continued down into a new generation. What am I talking about? Paul's talked about Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:5. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfinished faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that is in thee also. So you need to understand, even though Timothy is living his life, his mother, his grandmother, is still reaching their life down through him. They're still preaching through his mouth. Abraham Lincoln said, the greatest lesson I ever learned were at my mother's knees. Abraham Lincoln also said, all that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. George Washington said, the greatest teacher I ever had was my mother. There's an old adage that states, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The mother traveling in the hills of South Wales, I want to tell you a story about this because it impacted me, and I hope it's impacting you. And I want you, in particular mothers that's on this line, but not only mothers, father, but in particular mothers, I want you to hear my voice when I'm singing to you today. Because this is something that has been taken so light, we don't understand in those early years what happened to those children. One person said, if you'll give me a child for the first 4 or 5 years, after that you can have him. Because I've already imprinted upon his heart. I've already put in him what's going to help make him to be. His character is already influenced by what I have done. And those early years, those formative years are so important because of what's going on with that child. It is told us by sign that in the early years that those synapses in the brains are being connected. Character is being formed that will affect the child the rest of his life. And in those early days, those women of God knew they had to get their faith in him. And while they nursed that child, while they took that time, they imprinted them with the word of the living God. They put on them what they needed. No wonder the word of God said, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. Praise God. When another translation said, train them up in the way they should go. Praise God. According to their certain bent, according to the certain call of God. And when they are old, they will not depart. We're not to try to raise our children to be what we want them to be, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, but to discern what God has designed them to be and then work with them, get them the material, get everything they need to get them into the destiny of a true and living God. A mother influence is important. God designed it that way. Not only does she give of her substance that's within her, but she give her life into that child. And God has made it so. I'm thinking about a story. There was a mother that was traveling in the hills of South Wales. And this child was named David Lloyd George. He was the Prime Minister of Great Britain. He was the only Welsh Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He was the only Prime Minister of Great Britain whose second language was English. His first was Welsh. Well, the father had died. The mother had to move with the brother who influenced this child greatly, especially when it concerned politics. But there was a time when he was very, very small, an infant. She had to travel to the hills country to get to another small village. But during the time, there was a blizzard that came up. And during that time, she was struggling trying to get to the village. The snow was coming rapidly. And if they came, and she never made it to the next village. There was a search party that went out to find her. And when they found her, she was frozen. She laid at the heel of a big snow cloud. And as she got there, they found the child underneath her, and the child was still alive. And what they had discovered, that she had taken all of her outer garments off and wrapped them around the child. And then she molded her body around that child and gave her life so that he could meet his destiny. It makes all the difference in the world. If we just had more Hannahs, we'll have more Samuels. If we just had more Jochebeds, we'll have more Moses. I want to bless God today for mothers. I want to bless God for the power, because one thing about the woman is that she knows how to give birth. And you need to know, women of God, this day, we as men need you. We have vision. We have ideas. You were made to help us. You know how to give birth. The influence that you have on our children, the influence that you have will rule the world. May God cause you to rise up, to take your place, and to understand the seed that's in you. Many of them are the answers to the problem we have. God is birthing Moses. He's still birthing Samuel. I wonder if Hannah will come in, step into her place, so that we can receive the answers that we need. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
God bless you, man of God. This is Sister Amber. Amen, 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 God. Oh, my God, today. That was a powerful word about the mothers. And you're breaking it down. Amen. There go Dr. Vanessa. Amen. God bless
That's
you.
That's all right. That's all right. My line was muted out. Dr. Henderson, as usual, a powerful word of God. I tell you, that stirred our hearts. good to hear when it's not Mother's Day, huh? Just to be reminded of our role and our importance, and you, man of God, by you being that covering, delivering it and blessing it and speaking it into the spirits of all these mothers on the line and many spiritual mothers. Grab that word and be blessed. Thank you so much. Minister Amber, please come on back and close and fill that word out in prayer.
Amen. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. And again, a powerful word of God, as you said, whether you are a natural mother, grandmother, spiritual mom, we just thank God because we need that word on today. Well, we're going to go to the throne of grace and boldly in the time of need. So Heavenly Father, we just first, again, Daddy, we are just loving you and thanking you and blessing you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, on all the things that you have already done. And Jesus, when you died on that cross, you already said it was finished. And so you brought us back into alignment, Father God, just like the origination, Father God, when Adam and Eve was here to take dominion, subdue, and conquer in Jesus' name. So God, we are strategically lined up with a ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. And God, we know that the angels are ascending and descending on our behalf according to the words that has already been spoken and continuously to be spoken. And God, we thank you. Whatever we bind or loose on earth is already bound and loose in heaven. So God, we loose revelation upon people who need revelation. We loose healing, God. You know each and every one that need healing, and everything has to bow at the name of Jesus, whether it's cancer, every related spirit, Father God, heart, back problems, rheumatoid, even spiritual and emotional healing that people need. God, even in the area of the mind, in the name of Jesus, people need healing that, and we just touch and agree. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We loose deliverance, God. God, we know that deliverance even came through not only this word, but each and every word as we receive deliverance. God, salvation, God, whether salvation on this phone, God, or if we're standing in the gap for salvation for someone, because that's why you came, Jesus, Father God, that someone may be saved, God. We thank you that we lose peace and joy, relationships, finances and resources, God. Whatever has been demonically blocked in the name of Jesus, God, is being loose right now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for Artists International and everything that's related to that company and the Diaz de Leon family, and even for the ones, whatever they may be doing, business, Father God, whatever, it's all about the kingdom. You are lined it up. God, show us what we are in you, and show us the plan in you that we can possess the land, and whatever that land may be for each and every one of us, God, you will download it to us, God. Now, we bless the man of God that he has poured out, God, what you knew that we needed on today for the men and the women, God, and we know that nothing is done without you already giving it from the foundation of the world. So bless the man of God. Stir him up, God, as never before. Continue to download him, God, revelation knowledge, Father God, in the name of Jesus, wisdom and understanding from the kingdom of God only. Now, we bind the hand of the enemy right now on today. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy and the rear guard behind us. Father God, we thank you for the angels of warfare, God, cutting everything that's not like you. We bind the kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron. And God, we know that no weapon formed against any of us, it may form. You did not say it wasn't going to form, but it cannot and shall not prosper. Whatsoever we believe, Father God, asking, it shall be done. God, in the timing and the season, it's supposed to be done. So God, we thank you. We honor you, Lord, because we already won, Father God, the battles, Father God, that has already been won, God. So we love on you, Daddy. We thank you, Jesus, and we thank you, Holy Ghost, for coming in on this call, stirring us up, stirring up the atmosphere, and doing what you do best. Lord, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Prayer General, thank you for sealing this awesome word this morning, for speaking life to our prayer request, covering him in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Dr. Henderson, we so esteem the God in you, the rich rhema word that always pours out of you. I tell you, God, use you truly this morning to encourage, to stir up hope, and to remind us as mothers in every area of our life how important, how strategic God uses each and every one of us. And to the fathers, just a reminder of how much the two coming together make up one in God. So thank you for that rich, rich word. And Minister Robin, thank you for opening us up, making it all possible by setting the atmosphere. And Minister Amber, you were the hostess with the mostest this morning. So to our entire TMC family, the Master's Call is grateful that you take time each and every day, encouraging many of you all to give Dr. PK a birthday shout-out, to email her at the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We'll make sure she gets those to let her know you love her and you're praying for her. Thank you so much, Dr. J, for reminding me. And we're just excited today that now we can go out from this place with our submission and our mindset set that we're going to obey the call of the Master on our lives individually, name by name, person by person, and be his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in Christ. And we look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning with Pastor Chuck. Bye-bye.